The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Hebrews 9, 27 and 28 talk about eagerly awaiting something from heaven. What is it, the rapture or the kingdom? Let's talk about that today here on Grace in Focus. Friend, we're glad you're with us. This is the radio and podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. You can find out more about us by going to our website, which is faithalone.org. We would also love for you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. That is YouTube, Grace Evangelical Society. We have new videos coming out all the time, at least two or three a week, and we'd love for you to watch them. Once again, our website, faithalone.org. Now with today's question and answer discussion, here are Bob Wilkin and Ken Yates.
Bob, we got a question from one of our listeners, readers, named Dix.
And very nice.
He's asking about a passage in Hebrews 9, and I'll say, I always like it when I can say they're picking on you, but this time they're picking on me.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so they got me. They read something that I wrote. It was in a nice way. He ain't busted on me too bad, but I had written in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27 and 28. I'll read the verses out of the New King James. It says, it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment.
Right.
Okay. Then in verse 28, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. And here's where the question comes up. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time apart from sin for salvation. And I had written that those who eagerly await,
right,
the salvation there is talking about the reign of Christ, the millennial kingdom. And in the book of Hebrews, salvation there includes defeat of all Christ's enemies, Christ's rule, and the metakoi, that those who are faithful will reign with him. It's a reward passage.
So the ones who gain salvation are not gaining eternal life. They're gaining the right to rule and reign with Christ as his companions, as his partners, his metakoi.
Right. Like, for example, the commentary that we put out that I wrote, Hebrews, partners with Christ.
Right.
That's what it refers to.
But now Dix's question, he agrees with that.
Right. Oh, he agrees with all that.
But his question is, what are they eagerly waiting for?
Exactly.
Right?
Specifically, what are they waiting for?
I mean, we know they're waiting for the coming kingdom, and they're waiting for being Christ's partners. That's clearly in the context. And in fact, in verse 27, then comes the judgment.
The judgment. When is the judgment? Yes.
So that'd be the judgment seat of Christ.
Right. Or even Armageddon, the defeat of his enemies. Right?
Oh, I see. Which way do you take it?
Well, in the commentary, I don't go into that much detail, but even the judgment here would be connected with this reign. But you're right. Dix asked the question, could the eagerly waiting be the rapture?
That they're eagerly waiting specifically for the rapture.
For the rapture.
And your answer is,
well,
no.
Well, then I have to change my commentary, so I can't do that.
No, that's right. Once you're in print, you
can't
change.
That's right. You've got to be hard-headed about it. But it's a great question.
Hey, true story.
Okay.
A friend of mine was in the doctoral program at Dallas Seminary before you were there, and he was talking with one of the New Testament profs about James 1, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, that whole section. You know, it talks about, in 21, saving the soul. Well, it starts out with my beloved brethren. And he says, there's no break here. So would you agree that verse 18, when he says he's brought us forth by the word of truth, that that's referring to the new birth? And the prof said, of course. And he said, so in 16 to 18, this is talking about genuine believers. He goes, right. And then he goes, so wouldn't verse 21 be talking about the saving of the lives of genuine believers? Because we know that the word translated soul means lives. The whole context is dealing with that. And the prof said, I hear what you're saying, and that makes a lot of sense, but I'm in print with the view that this is eternal salvation from hell.
And you can't lose that.
And I've been teaching this for 25 years, and I'm not going to change.
Now, did he say that tongue-in-cheek? Or
he was straight up, this is my position, and I'm sticking with it. And the guy said what was amazing is that he admitted that the weight of the passage is that these are believers who need the saving of their lives, not unbelievers.
Right, and it's obvious that's the case.
But this guy was like, no, I'm already in print on this. I'm comfortable, and I'm sticking with it.
And you got the same thing in Mark 8, saving of the life and all
right.
that. He's obviously talking to believers, and same issue. And people
Matthew
want
16, 24 to 28. Yeah, Mark 8, what is it, 34 to 38?
38. Well, hopefully, even though I'm hard-headed, if Dix's point is a good one here, I'd be willing to change and just say, well, what I wrote is wrong. But let's talk about this. Can the eagerly waiting here not be a reference to the kingdom, even though that's true, even
right.
though all this is what we said about it is true, but the eagerly waiting there is the beginning of it. The rapture is the beginning of it, so I'm eagerly waiting for him to snatch me to be with him.
Please plan to join us at Camp Copus in Denton, Texas. The Grace Evangelical Society's 2025 National Conference is May 19th through 22nd. Good fun, wonderful fellowship, recreational opportunities for the younger ones and the older ones, great teaching. Our theme this year is dispensationalism and rewards. VBS for kids, too. More information and early bird registration now at faithalone.org/events. That's faithalone.org/events. Please come and join us.
Well, it's interesting because I went to the concordance and looked up apodekamai. Apodekamai is the word translated eagerly waiting. And interestingly, it only occurs 8 times in the New Testament. So I'd encourage all of you who have the ability, if you have Logos Bible software or Englishman's Greek Concordance, just look up apodekamai and it occurs 8 times. Most of the other 7 times refer to anticipating Christ's return and establishing his kingdom. Many of them seem to be clearly looking at the kingdom.
Like, for example, Romans 8:19.
There's actually 3 in Romans 8.
Right.
And all 3 seem to refer to the establishment of the millennial restored earth.
Yeah, for example, I'll just read one of them. In Romans 8:19, it says, "For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits." There's the word. "For the revealing of the sons of God." Well, creation, we're talking about Christ's rule upon the earth. That's what it's waiting for. The creation is not waiting for the rapture.
Right, but Hodges argues that the creation here includes the animals, the plants, the planet.
Right.
That, in a sense, everything is longing for the coming of the kingdom.
Right.
And you're right. They're not longing for the rapture.
Right.
Because that's not going to improve.
That's not going to change anything with the creation. The
creation won't improve until we get to the millennium. And
right.
you have the same thing. What is it? Romans 8, a few verses later, is it 23? Is that it?
Yeah. In Romans 8:23, it says, "Not only that, but we also who have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan with ourselves, eagerly awaiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body."
Now, of course, that will occur at the time at which we are glorified. That's the redemption of our body. So that could be rapture there.
Right.
But it's ultimately going to be realized in the kingdom.
When we live it out in the kingdom.
Right.
Right.
But now there's one, what is it? Philippians, is it 3:20?
Yes.
That's the one, very famous, our citizenship is in heaven, right?
Right.
So that's saying, look, it doesn't mean, and this is where people get confused, they think we're going to spend eternity in heaven. No, no. Our citizenship is there because that's where the king is.
Right.
Once the king moves to the millennial earth, our citizenship will be on the millennial earth. But our citizenship is with the king and with his kingdom. And so that's why it says, so read Philippians 3:20, would you?
Sure. Philippians 3:20, like Bob said, is a very familiar verse. And it says, "For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also," and here's the word, apodekamai, "eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." And then he goes on, who will transform our body. Now, that does happen at the rapture.
Right.
But we could also look at that and say, well, our citizenship is going to be in the kingdom.
Right.
So as Bob and I were talking about this, I don't want to be like that prof you talked about at DTS. Could we expand the meaning of this? That we're, you know, in Hebrews 9:28, that we're eagerly waiting for him to appear. Is it, you know, Dix is asking, could that just specifically be the rapture? Or in what I wrote, could it be, no, we're talking about the kingdom. But what you're saying, as we talked about before this, is, well, can't we see this as the whole picture of everything that's going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, in light of Matthew 24, remember where Jesus says, watch, therefore, you don't know the day or the hour. He's coming like a thief in the night. Two men will be standing, one will be taken, one will be two women, one will be taken, one will be left. So we're to watch. Now, that's rapture there. And I think it's probably best to say that these apodekami passages, some of them are looking at the kingdom, but some of them appear to be looking at the rapture. But I think Hebrews 9:28 begins with the rapture, but does not achieve its fullness until the kingdom.
The salvation, the judgment.
Right. The rapture, the judgment seat of Christ does not occur at the moment of the rapture.
Right.
Now, there's difference of opinion as to when it occurs. If the judgment in verse 27 includes the bema, then that would have to be sometime after the rapture. But it begins with the rapture.
Sure.
So it goes rapture, and then you've got the tribulation. Either the bema is during the tribulation. I think it's during the 75 days between the end of the tribulation and the beginning of the millennium. Then you get to the millennium. So I think this eagerly awaiting starts with the rapture and goes to the millennium. And so it's like we're eagerly awaiting that time period.
Right. So what Bob is doing is what theologians do when there's a decision to make. You just say both.
It's an enchilada.
That's right. So
everybody's
happy.
There's beans, there's rice, there's some meat, some kind of chicken or something, and it's all in the enchilada.
There you go. So what Bob is saying is, my commentary's right, Dix is right, we're all right.
I mean, it's clear in Scripture, right, that we're to eagerly await the rapture.
Right.
We're to eagerly await Christ's return. I think it's cutting it too fine to say this is only looking at the rapture or only looking at the millennium. I think it's looking at that.
Sure.
We're not eagerly awaiting the tribulation.
Right.
So that time period is not in the equation. It's the rapture and the judgment seat of Christ and the kingdom, I think, all packed together.
Sure. We could say it like this. We're eagerly awaiting the return of the Lord.
Right.
Where we're going to live with him, and those who are faithful are going to reign with him.
Right.
So, well, Dix, we appreciate that question.
Very good question.
A very, very good question. We hope this helped. And until next time,
you need to keep grace in focus.
Be our guest and subscribe to our 48-page magazine, 6 issues per year, also called Grace in Focus, by emailing your name and snail mail address to ges@faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On this program, we keep our requests for financial partners to a minimum. But if you are interested in becoming a financial partner with Grace in Focus, you can find out how to do that at faithalone.org. On our next episode, the Thessalonian epistles talk about the rapture and the tribulation. What timing about each do they support? Join us, but in the meantime, let's keep Grace in Focus.
The proceeding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.